Uma pessoa ficou tomada de muito
Someone
temor
is feeling very afraid
porque ela acha que ela é muito imperfeita para dar
os passos apresentados.
Veja, a imperfeição
so let's take a look.
Faz parte do ser humano. Imperfection
is a part of the human being.
The
human being
is imperfect.
Humans are not perfect in any sense.
Para o ser humano ir se aproximando
For
da perfeição,
to approach perfection,
ele necessita fazer contato com seus
they
núcleos
have to
superiores.
Get in touch with their higher
então,
nuclei.
Todo o trabalho espiritual
so
junto
all the
ao ser
spiritual
humano
work done
é
on behalf of human beings
a fazer contato
is
com
to
seus
help
núcleos
them
superiores.
Get in contact with their higher
Nos
nuclei.
Núcleos superiores do ser humano, isto
It
é,
is
na
in
alma,
the human being's
moeda,
higher nuclei,
espírito,
that is, the soul and the monad or the spirit, that perfection begins to take place. But it's only in these higher nuclei,
humana,
which are beyond the human condition,
não está em nível humano,
the soul is not on a human level.
Também não está em nível humano.
And the monad
Nós
or the spirit
humanos,
is also not on a human
mental,
level.
No emocional,
we are human
e no
only
físico,
on mental, emotional,
no
and physical etheric
temos
levels.
Um corpo animal,
and in the
temos
physical
um
etheric body, there is an animal body. We have a body that
então,
corresponds to an animal body.
Físico, etérico, emocional e mental,
so
nós
on the
somos
physical,
humanos.
Etheric, emotional, and mental levels,
níveis,
we are human.
Não existe.
And
Ainda
on these three levels,
atingida.
Perfection does not exist.
Raça, Não será
it has not yet
atingida.
Been attained, and
Se
it will also not be attained
humano,
in this race.
Será nas
imperfection is to exist
raças,
on a human level, it will
então,
be in the forthcoming great races, not in this one.
Na
so perfection in this race
monada,
begins to be attained in the soul and in the monad, or in the even
então,
higher levels.
Trabalho, que é apresentado para nós
so all this
é um
work that is presented to us
a nossa
is work that seeks
perfection
que somos
imperfeitos,
and is based
claro.
On the principle that we
então,
are imperfect. Is this clear?
Se sentir imperfeita,
so the more someone feels imperfect,
estímulo para se trabalhar,
the more
ela
he or she should feel impelled to work on it.
Si mesma,
one will begin to work, begin to recognize imperfection in one's own self when one begins to make conscious contacts with these higher nuclei, with
então,
one's own inner nuclei. So this person
se
is asking
das monadas há outras coisas.
If there is anything above the monad.
Quando nós dizemos que nós somos
when we say
ser consciente, ego,
we are a conscious
alma,
being, an ego,
e
a soul, and a monad,
espírito,
or spirit,
nós estamos considerando só uma parte
we
do
are
nosso
only
ser.
Looking at one part of
é
our being,
mais amplo do que isto.
Because our being is
nós
much vaster than this.
Com muita cautela,
Here,
vamos,
very
né,
hesitantly,
dizendo para as
we
pessoas
tell people
que
they
são
are souls.
Alma, um espírito,
they are
monada.
Spirits or monads.
Quando você se considera
when you consider
uma alma
that
uma
your
monada,
conscious
espírito,
self is a soul, is a monad or spirit,
seu ser todo,
it seems as though you are talking about your whole being, but you really are
ser.
Not. You are only looking at one seventh of your being.
Desta alma e desta monada,
because
um
above
profundo,
this soul and this monad on a deeper
núcleo,
level, we
nós
have another nucleus that we call
e
the regent.
Regente tem sete monadas,
and
sete almas,
this regent
sete
has
egos.
Seven monads, seven souls,
então,
seven
se
egos.
Nós vemos do ponto de vista da terra,
so
ou
if
se nós
we look at this from the perspective of the earth,
cima,
or if we look at this from
ego,
below,
uma alma e uma
we are an ego, a soul, and a monad.
Baixo,
but if we look
então nós somos
down
regente,
on this from above, we are a regent.
Tem sete monadas, sete
and
almas,
this regent has seven
egos,
monads, seven souls, and seven egos.
É nós reconhecermos
and our work
tempo,
is to recognize
e com nosso
over time
É
and through our self-awareness, to recognize
Depois
our soul.
O trabalho é esta alma reconhecer a
Then
monad,
the work
o espírito.
For this soul is to recognize
Aí,
its monad, its spirit.
Quando isso tudo fica resolvido,
Then,
quando este
when
espírito
all this has been
absorveu
resolved,
a alma,
when this spirit has
aí esta
absorbed
monada
the soul,
vai conhecer as suas seis irmãs.
Then this monad
aí
will get to know its six sisters.
Que ela
then this monad will get to realize that it is seven. Then when it perceives that it is seven monads, and this is a revelation that the monad experiences, at a certain point the monad realizes that it is seven. Then these seven will begin to evolve and to seek this regent that should absorb them. Then the evolution of the monad begins. Our evolution as a monad, as spirit, really begins there. When it has already absorbed everything and has recognized its sister monads, that's when the evolution of the monad begins. When there's nothing more to be done down here, and that's when the evolution of the monad begins to take place, and its life is to become united to the other monads. And their glory is within the regent, this regent that was able to gather together all its prolongations with all the experiences these monads went through. Because one monad could be here, one monad could be in Mercury, another monad could be in Jupiter, another monad could be in an intraterrestrial civilization, another monad could be in an intraoceanic civilization. So the process of this regent is to bring together all these monads, and their life is to enter into this higher nucleus, this more elevated nucleus. This is the life of the monad. So have compassion on your monads. Don't get so upset with the things down here. Don't get so impressed with this lower evolution. Allow your monads to live their own lives and to follow their true destiny. Then you may ask, but how are we going to know this? Of course, humanity doesn't even dream of such things. Not even in dreams is humanity aware of this. But those who have reached a certain level of awakening, those who have awakened a little, should already be collaborating with this, and should no longer be totally misled, totally shadowed, and completely involved and identified with things other than this, with what is not this higher life, what is not this ascent, the life of this monad.
Well, people often say,
but I have so many ego problems, so many soul problems. How am I going to be dedicated to this? How am I going to be doing all this? This happens on the unconscious level. And when we begin to recall these things, when we begin to hear about these things, it's because, in a certain way, the process is already happening in the being. It already exists. Then we have to choose. Either we are going to limit ourselves to what exists down here and to what exists in our mind, or we are going to open ourselves to what exists on those levels and continues to exist. And you could die without ever knowing any of this. So what did you live for? Did you live to do the things down here? What did you live for? If you did not recognize this higher evolution, if you did not recognize this higher life, what did you live for? Now, as soon as this begins to emerge in your consciousness, then you have to make a choice. You have to decide. You have to choose where you are going to dedicate your attention. And to dedicate your attention to these things does not mean to disregard things down here, no. Because the more attention you pay to higher things, to evolutionary things, the more you perceive the needs of the things that exist here. So it's by dedicating attention to this higher evolution, it's by seeking this higher evolution, this is what will show you more and more clearly
nos planos
the
inferiores.
Real needs on the lower planes.
E aí você pode realmente servir aos planos
then you can
inferiores.
Really serve the lower planes.
Então, quando se fala destas coisas,
so
não
when
é
we talk of these things,
arredios, a vida
it's not for us
humana,
to be aloof
material,
from human earthly
nível,
material life or any level of life other than that
isto.
One. It's not for us to remain aloof
é
and not to run away from this, but it's for us to become ever more aware of the need to work on, the need to render divine
disto.
All the levels
Agora,
below this one.
A força para isto vem
now,
de lá
the strength for this
vem de lá.
Comes
não
from above, from there. It doesn't come
não
from the
se
earth.
Deve esperar nada que da terra nesse caminho.
On
nada.
This path, one should not count on anything from
alto.
The earth.
Vem dos
the force comes from above.
Realmente
it comes from the levels where these things are beginning to happen or where these things are already a reality. That's where the force comes
então,
from
ego,
for you to deal with the things here.
Tem uma certa
so the ego or the
nisso.
Mind has a certain responsibility toward all this.
Tem uma certa responsabilidade nisto. Maior
the soul
que a
has a certain responsibility toward all this that is greater than that of the mind.
Maior do que a
and the monad has a responsibility
a
toward all this that is greater
então,
than that of the soul or of the mind. So if we are already responsible, this is what it means to be responsible,
então,
to recognize and become committed to this. So if we are already
então,
responsible, if we are responsible beings, then we know that we depend totally on this help that comes
subida,
from above
reunião,
to bring about this ascent,
união.
This reunion,
então,
this union.
Claro estas coisas,
so the more clearly you see these things, the more you know you need help.
Do alto,
help from above,
que
help from these levels that draw everything
Mas você receber esta ajuda que você precisa,
but to receive
você
this help that you need,
aqui.
You have to give help here.
Você precisa ajudar tudo o que
you
precisa
have to
de
help
ajuda
everything
aqui.
That needs
então,
help
anjos,
here.
Então, aos anjos, às hierarquias, aos regentes, cabe
it's up to the angels the hierarchies, the regions, to resolve perfection on the higher levels.
Atual,
and it's up to our current consciousness, this consciousness,
aqui,
to seek perfection here on these levels where things cannot come
estas
down totally.
Estão representadas aqui
these
por
things
nós.
Are represented
Somos
here by us.
Estas coisas aqui.
We are the ones who represent these things
nós
here.
Somos os representantes destas coisas aqui. Então,
we are the representatives of these things here. So we really have to become responsible.
Fica uma evolução superior,
because otherwise
lá em cima,
there will be a higher
e
evolution, a perfect evolution up there, and here things will not get resolved with the same promptness. And everything that is here is partly
tarefa.
In our hands. As our task.
Então, nós estamos com bastante coisa para pensar.
So we have a lot of things to think about.
E sabemos que esses pensamentos são ajudados
and we know that these thoughts are helped by light.
E a luz começa a se fazer quando você começa a focalizá-la,
and light begins to be present when you begin to turn your attention to it. When you begin to seek it and when you begin to make your choices here.
Qual é a conclusão que se tira?
What conclusions do we draw from this? That we have nothing to do other than to think of our souls. And we have nothing to do other than to think of our monad, our spirit. Because everything comes from there, all this. The force, the light come from there. The energy comes from there. The destiny for you to fulfill, all this comes from there.
Mas enquanto está pensando
so be careful
nas
with
daqui,
your thoughts. Here we think about things because we have to think about them. But while you're thinking about things here, be careful that your thoughts do not let go of these things. How do the seven monads meet? The seven monads come together on the level of the monads, the monadic level, one of the beings' highest levels. This takes place on the monadic level, and from there it goes up to the divine level. Nothing takes place here. This process has nothing to do with here. This is a level where we really undergo trials, but nothing in our life really belongs here. Here, this is merely a level of trials, but our life is all up there. Someone is asking if we can talk a little bit about habits, the habits we should get rid of, or change, or transcend.
Bem, para nós mudarmos hábito,
well, for us to change a habit,
primeiro que a gente se torne consciente dele,
first of all, we have to become aware of the habit, because some habits are automatic. We're not aware of them.
E tem hábitos que a gente percebe que os tem.
And there are some habits that we do perceive.
Que tem certos hábitos.
Then we become aware of having certain habits.
Não só que você
but for the habits to be changed,
we must
not only be aware of them,
porque
but we must also really want to change them. Because if we become aware of them and don't want to change them, they remain there.
E se você se dá conta do hábito,
and if we become aware of a habit and we want to change it,
se liberar dele,
or if we want to get rid of it,
we have to seek
a conscious contact with an inner force in order to be able to change it. Otherwise, it won't change. Habits are very ingrained. So first we have to identify the habit, then we have to decide that we don't want that habit anymore, and this is not enough. We may change the habit a little, but we won't really uproot the habit. Then, when we have done all we could, and we see that the habit does not go away, then we realize that we need to contact a higher force that will make it possible for this habit either to change or to be dissolved. And this contact comes from within the individual. What takes longer in all this is for us to recognize that the habit is no longer helping us. It takes a long time to recognize this. This is the longest time gap. Sometimes we have to go through lives before we recognize that we have to change that point. This is what takes longer. Because suffering has to come at this point, so we have to go through experiences. We have to discover that this is not the way, that we are not going to resolve things by holding on to these habits. All this is a very long process. This is what takes the longest. Now, as soon as you decided to change and have resolved to get rid of that, so that the positive inner response can come forth, this is very quick. This can even happen from one moment to the next. This can happen in less than a second. This is no problem. The whole problem is the process for you to reach that point. But once you get there, and you really don't want that habit anymore, and your inner self is present in this, no time at all is needed. It happens right away.
Que nós sabemos assim,
now, there are some things
que mudar, que
that
que
we know
outras,
consciously that have to be changed and that have to be different. But this
envolve,
involves
exemplo,
several things. For example, this
ser,
involves nature itself, the nature of the being,
então,
the nature of the bodies.
Sem ajuda interior,
so, without inner help, how are you going to change something that is intrinsic to your nature? The nature of your mind, for example. Your mind is rational. It has its own system of functioning. It has its own system of seeing things. You may want to change that. You can know that you should become intuitive, that your mental system is of no use anymore. You can know all these things, yet nothing happens. Nothing happens because that is a part of the nature of your mind. And it's the same way with your emotional habits, with your physical habits, and that is our own way of doing things. The way we are in life, all these are habits. All this has to be dissolved. Everything.
santo,
even if you are a saint in life, you've got that habit of being a saint. So anything at all, the way that you are, is no longer of any use. And in the midst of all this, you have the nature of the bodies, the nature of the individual. As long as an individual has not decided, as long as he or she does not see this clearly, it's useless to want this person to change, because he or she is that way. It's the person's nature. The person himself or herself has to want to change. Now, to change things that are negative, to change things that are not very positive, things of the ego, of the personality, of human consciousness, this is simple. But what happens when it is something that you think is correct? That this one thing is correct, even though the others are not. What are you going to do about this?
Então, eu tenho esta coisa,
so I have something which I think is right.
Então, aí não tem mesmo esperança.
So then there's not much hope.
Morrer,
then you have to wait to die and wait to form another body and then begin the work all over again in the next body,
então,
because the permanent
hábitos,
atom remains.
Questão,
so this question of habits,
que você precisa
this is an issue
entregar.
That you really have to surrender.
Entregar isto.
You have to surrender
precisa,
it.
Quer dizer, se você quiser,
that is,
entregar,
if you want to surrender it, because there are people who are very aware of their capacity
coisas,
to see things,
coisas,
to deal
isso.
With things, and so
Mas,
on.
Você tem que
but you have to surrender this.
E aí é que o processo realmente começa.
And then the process
Porque
will really begin.
É uma luta insana.
Otherwise, it's a crazy struggle, especially with the mind, and also with the emotions. And this reflects very negatively on the physical body, which is caught up in a whirlwind like this. So, surrender is what resolves the problem of the habit. And depending on the decision of your surrender, and depending on the sincerity of your surrender, that inner force comes and takes care of things and begins to dissolve them, begins to transform them, and in certain temperaments, it can even bring about a disintegration of that state or of that situation.
Coisas naturais que a gente tem, porque
and these natural things that we have, because
aquilo,
by nature you are attached to these things.
Corpos,
if they are yours, they are your bodies.
Daquilo.
You are naturally sure about them.
Coisa natural,
and besides these natural things,
da natureza dos outros,
there is also the pressure coming from the nature
volta,
of others, from all that is around you.
Volta, também é tudo condicionado.
Because everything that is around you in turn
então,
is also conditioned.
Pode reforçar o seu condicionamento.
So this can
aquilo
reinforce
pode vir
your own conditioning.
Seu condicionamento.
It can come to confirm your
Por exemplo,
conditioning.
Quando te admiram.
How? For example,
quando te elogiam,
when they admire you.
Quando reconhecem
when they praise
que você
you.
Faz de bom.
When they
percebe
recognize the good you
é.
Do.
Do
you see how this is all humanly pleasant? This is the worst thing that could happen to the spirit. But this is the way we live. So besides having to deal with our own nature, we have to cope with this. We have to deal with other people's natures reinforcing our own. Other people's natures backing up our own. Other people's natures confirming what we are.
Impossível
it becomes
de você
twice as impossible for you to break away from all this.
E além disto, ainda
and besides
existe
all this,
o hábito planetário naquele campo.
There is also the planetary habit in that area, the
campo.
Earthly habit
Existem
in that area.
Que nós adquirimos,
there
estou
are some things that we pick up,
estou das
and I'm speaking
que
only
facilmente.
Of positive things. I'm
Mas
not talking about the others that are easily discernible. There are some habits
então,
that all of humanity has already acquired.
A
so the force
é
of that habit
humano.
Transcends
é
the person.
Da
they are human habits. They are habits of humanity. especially the positive ones that are very ingrained. So first you have to deal with your nature. Then you have to deal with the nature of others that backs up and sustains and confirms your nature. And then there is the force of that habit ingrained in the planet, ingrained in humanity. Because when you have a habit like this, any characteristic of yours, any characteristic of your personality, is partly your force, and is partly the force of the environment that is backing up and nurturing your habit,
and
it is partly the force of humanity itself that has already developed that habit. So all this is included in your habit. So when you want to get rid of a habit, when you want to be transformed, you see what a wide field this is. So you have to look for the simplest solution, which is really surrender. Every time that you see the habit is happening, sometimes it's happening and you can't interrupt it at the time. When you can, you interrupt it. Sometimes you are doing something and you become aware of it, but then surrender it, always surrender it, knowing that your consciousness is in this mechanism. Now, this would have to be accompanied by a consciousness that we should have already acquired, that everything that happens is for the good, is for progress, for evolution. Because if you do not have this clearly in your consciousness, that whatever happens, it is for the good, that it will be channeled to the good, that higher forces will turn that into good. If you don't have all this clearly in your consciousness, in the process that has been described, someone is going to get sick. Either the mental or the emotional or the physical body or the personality will get sick. But someone gets sick. Because if the individual really does not have this formation, this consciousness, that everything, whatever it might be, will be for the good, will be transformed into good, provided the higher forces are present there. If we don't have this clearly present, we really fall apart in this process, in this struggle. If it is the mental body that is resisting this transformation, or this dissolving, or this very basic change, then we as consciousness should transmit to the mental body our position, our thought, that what is happening is for the good of the mental body, and not for it to feel frustrated, but it is for its own progress. The same thing for the emotional body. You say, look, you might be suffering a lot. These things that are happening go against your nature. These things that are happening go against all you know, all you learned, all you have seen. And all this is true. But see here, all this is happening for your good. And then the body will calm down and become tranquil with inner help, the inner help that comes. And even the physical body can be included in this, because the physical body can feel these things, especially when the mental body or when the emotional body take a long time to quieten. They take a long time to understand. The bodies think the good is what they are. The mental body thinks that the good is what it is, and the emotional body thinks the good is what it is feeling. So with all this, the physical body gets quite oppressed. It gets hemmed in by all this, because these two bodies, the emotional consciousness and the mental consciousness, are not the same as the physical consciousness. So the consciousness of the physical body asks for one thing, and the mental body is indicating another, and the emotional body is feeling something else. And in this way, the physical body loses its balance. It's very hard to find a physical body that is well, that does not need doctors, that does not need medicine, that does not need treatment. It's very difficult because it's completely overwhelmed by the mind and by the involvement that takes place on the astral level. So we need to have this faith that everything is for the good, but that's not all. Everything is for the good if it is guided inwardly. And if the inner forces, the higher forces, are present in this process, and this is the contact we have to bring about. Everything is for our progress. We don't know when. Sometimes it comes more quickly, sometimes it comes more slowly. And what seems to be unresolved will become resolved. At the end of time, nothing is going to be left without a solution, because time will not come to an end until everything has become resolved. So the mind and the emotions want things to be quick. They want things to happen right away. And sometimes they really do happen right away. But if something happened right away, it was not very profound. If it happened right away, it was more superficial. The tendency is for one to want things in a hurry, but it's not this way. Because here is where we do things in a hurry. Here, in the more external part, the rest takes a long time. So if you tidy up something here, on the etheric level, it takes some time to settle down. On the astral level, it takes even longer. And on the mental level, it takes longer still. If on all the levels things have been made orderly, then the task is finished. So there's no hurry in these things. We know that everything leads to the good, to perfection, and we might already be on this path, but don't be in a hurry. And when we put things into order in one place, there's something to put into order somewhere else. That's why all the manifestation is here. It has to all be put into order. It has to all be perfected. There's time for all this, but don't be in a hurry. Otherwise, you will damage the eternal present. Otherwise, you will spoil what is happening now, which is the most important. What is happening now will determine it. So we really need to have a lot of love for this present moment and forget everything, forget what is around, forget the past, the present, the future, because we have another rhythm here. And when we surrender, we have to be careful for this surrender not to be just wanting something to happen. But when we surrender, we have to intimately and inwardly give our consent so that whatever should be might happen. Because most people surrender, but do not give their consent inwardly for that to happen. They do not consent, but only surrender. But there is always that something left hanging. I wonder if it will happen. How will it happen? This means they did not consent. They surrendered, but did not consent to it. They did not give permission for this to happen in them, for this to happen in things. If we have surrendered, we should not place any conditions on the surrender. We don't even have to know what is going to happen. If you want to know what is going to happen, it means you have not given your consent. So there has to be consent, which is a total distancing from whatever will be and what will happen. Either you have surrendered, and here one must know clearly that everything is for the good. If you surrendered and gave your consent, and if the inner forces are active, there is absolutely no doubt that everything is for the good. Now, if something was missing here, if your surrender was not total, if your consent was not total, if there was no inner participation, then each case is a case of its own. But if all this happened, or if all this is going to happen, there's absolutely no doubt that it's for the good. No doubt whatsoever. So the problem of anxiety is because we are not really living these things yet. We are not really living our lives in a healthy, correct way. We are putting into life a series of natures of ours, of the others, the planet, a series of habits, a series of things that make up this material, this human life here.